540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Shali Pittman. It's a switch up in who leads the Bucks. Josh Glessing is in and Peter Fagan is out after a dozen years at the helm. Glessing will take over as president of the Bucks and president of the Fiserv Forum. In a statement, the Milwaukee native pointed to his roots and said he's always known what the team means to Wisconsin. A bill in the state legislature would loosen eligibility for transitional jobs programs. The bill is getting a public hearing today and would eliminate a waiting period to qualify for transitional jobs and the Transform Milwaukee Jobs Program. Both help low-income adults apply for unemployment and offer temporary subsidized work. The bill would eliminate a 4-week waiting period and remove the requirement to apply for unemployment first. Democrats are proposing a new government-sponsored public affairs network. It would let you watch proceedings in the state capitol from home and replace Wisconsin Eye, the C-SPAN analog that's been shut down since mid-December due to funding constraints. State Senator Mark Spreitzer is one of the bill's co-authors.
It looks like we are going to be in a position of needing public taxpayer funding for the long term. And if that's the case, then we should consider whether it should just be a public entity that is accountable to elected officials and run for the public benefit.
It would cost about $2 million a year to provide this new coverage of state government. Wisconsin Eye has 18 years worth of archive, and according to their contract, they would have to turn it over to the Wisconsin Historical Society if they dissolved. But for any of this to work, Democrats need Republicans who are in charge of the legislature to sign on.
But this is something that I know we've heard that Republican leaders are interested in doing something.
Spreitzer hopes to get this plan on the floor of the legislature later this month.
Savannah Tome Olson reporting. Medicaid spending in Wisconsin is headed to a projected deficit. The head of the State Department of Health Services says the agency expects to be roughly $213 million over budget by 2027. WisPolitics reports the shortfalls driven by several factors, like rising prescription drug costs and increasing use of support services for older adults and adults and children with disabilities. Wisconsin will get $200 million through a new federal program aimed at rural communities. In its first year, the Rural Health Transformation Program awarded Wisconsin a fifth of the state's billion-dollar request, reports the Wisconsin Examiner. The program was created by President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill last summer. It aims to help rural areas weather the budget impacts of sweeping Medicaid cuts. An analysis from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows the program offsets are just a third of projected Medicaid spending in rural areas over the next decade. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says affordability is the top issue he's hearing from voters. The Democratic candidate for governor stopped by Civic Media's Wausau studios for an interview yesterday, and he shared this.
Well, the biggest issue is the affordability crisis, right? I think whether you are, if you are making more money today, you're still getting less than you ever have before. And so no matter where I go in this state, people are asking, you know, how are we going to tackle this affordability crisis? Everything is rising. Groceries are rising. Utility costs are rising. Housing prices are rising. Childcare, healthcare. We need somebody who's going to tackle these issues. And while a lot of the economic uncertainty and a lot of these chaos policies that are coming out of Washington, D.C. are driving these costs up, it doesn't mean that we can't figure out ways to tackle this issue here locally.
Executive Crowley outlined priorities in universal child care, education, housing, and support for small business. He's one of seven Democrats vying in the August primary. Two Republicans are also running. You can find the whole interview online at our website. A pair of Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill they say would stop data centers from rocketing electric costs. State Senator Romaine Quinn, Republican of Birchwood, is a co-author of the bill.
What we want to do is not allow the Public Service Commission to allow utilities to pass the costs off onto other customers. So residential ratepayers should not be subsidizing the infrastructure upgrade requirements for the development of data centers.
The bill would require renewable energy sources to be located at a data center site, and it has rules for another environmental concern, water use.
So we're just going to build in the standard practice. Most data center developments already do this, but requiring that closed loop system. So they're recycling the same amount of water as they're cooling their systems down. So let's just take that concern about water usage right off the table for communities in particular parts of the state.
The bill was introduced yesterday by Quinn and State Rep Shannon Zimmerman of River Falls. Quinn says he hopes to get speedy hearings as the regular legislative session ticks down to its final weeks. Democrats introduced their own bill to regulate data centers last month, but it hasn't received a hearing. And that's the local update on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Sholly Pittman.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's hoops, Wisconsin hosts UCLA in another Big Ten matchup tonight in Madison at the Kohl Center. The Badgers with a record of 9-5 coming off that loss to number 5th ranked Purdue. The Bruins are 10-4. A nice win for UW Green Bay. They beat the UWM Panthers 79-76 at the Cress Events Center in Green Bay. Green Bay Phoenix head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Well, we're starting a more offensive-based lineup. Like, I'd like us to take a couple more threes. We're turning a couple down, but we got the right guys taking them, and they did a good job of defending it. It's so much easier than the other way. We were starting more of a defensive group up until the Fort Wayne game. This gives us five scores. Got five guys. You can pick your poison, right? It makes you look like a really, really good coach when you coach from ahead.
NFL, the Packers holding practice on a short week. They'll face the Bears Saturday night at 7 in Chicago in the wild card round of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy and foggy with some scattered rain likely here through this morning, and it could get a little slick in spots where temperatures do drop closer to that freezing mark here. It's going to stay cloudy through the day with highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.